See, the difference with me, when I do what I'm doing, but I'm doing it like I'm doing it for TV.
We're now listening live to On Air with Sir.
Yeah, On Air with Sir, we are live in Philadelphia right now, right next to the Met, baby, doing what I do. I got my co-host Pearline B by my side.
You know, I'm always here, right here, chilling.
Hey, Pearl.
What it up?
We got a special guest.
Yes, we do.
A very special guest.
Very special.
It's his first time, too, so you already know. We got Pablo.
Pablo.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Pablo?
What's up, man?
How you feeling today, bro?
I'm feeling good, man.
All right, so listen, we always start off the show with three things that we're grateful for today. All right, you got three things?
Man.
Give me three things. Man.
I'm grateful for my team, my family.
Shout out to the team.
Hey.
Shout out to the family.
Everybody that support me, man. I'm grateful for everything, man. Without that, man, I wouldn't be here, man. I wouldn't even make it.
That's facts,
I know,
man.
That's right.
Yo, how did you hear about us?
My A&R agent, Ashley, man.
Got you.
She been on me, man. She been on me for real. She on my top.
That vibes.
She was like, man, holla at Sir, man. He a good dude. On the radio station, holla at him. He got you. He said he gonna put you on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me get you all a little watery underneath the eye.
Pablo! All right, so bro, so are you from Philly?
Yeah.
What part?
I'm from the Northeast part.
Northeast.
Yeah.
All right, like born and raised?
Yeah.
Okay. What high school did you go to?
I went to a lot of high school.
Oh, hey, man.
High school was really, really good for me, man, to be honest.
I'm about to say, when he said, I've been to multiple, I was like, oh, he been doing some things.
Yeah.
But, man, I got kicked out in seventh grade, though.
Oh,
man. Kicked out in seventh grade.
And did you go back, or that was it?
No. The school dishes wouldn't let me back into a regular public school.
Oh, you was wilding, Pablo. What you was doing?
No, man, I couldn't like go back to no regular public school, so I had to go to a disciplined school.
My friend did that. Yep.
I had to graduate at Fells.
Fells, shout out to Fells.
They had made me graduate at Fells on Summerdale.
Okay.
But yeah, man. High school, school just wasn't messing with me, man.
They were trying to hit.
My pops was in there telling like, man, come on, you gonna do good. They said, no, they kicked, they kicked us out there, you know. I said, man.
Dang.
Shit, well, it is what it is, though. We here, though, man. We still doing it.
Got you.
I had got my own record label, Bus City, man.
I was just about to ask, man.
Yeah.
So you got your own record label?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that.
That'd be cool, but that's a headache, man.
Hey,
it's a good thing though. I'm telling you, man, we doing big things though, but man.
Yo, isn't
it's a lot of work we putting in?
It's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work running businesses, being entrepreneurs. You know, for some reason, like we thought, you know, oh, you know what? I don't gotta take this. I go start my own business.
Yes.
And then you'd be working 24 hours a day,
right?
7 days a week. No vacation, no retirement plan, but you your own boss.
For real.
Yo, tell me the best thing about having your own label.
There you go.
Best thing about having your own label, I tell you, man, because I got my own label and I'm my own artist, so.
Double whammy.
It's like, it's great for me, man. It's great for me.
Now, do you have other artists on the label, or are you the only artist at this moment?
I'm the only artist at this moment.
Got you. So you own your label and you signed to your label.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got a couple artists doing it, though. They just doing their thing right now, though.
Okay.
And they working on their craft and stuff.
All right. So tell us about your art. You know, I heard the song, Go Mode.
It was turned.
Go.
Yeah.
It was
time to go. So tell us about the history of your career as far as being a hip-hop artist. Like, how did it start?
It had started with me and my little brother rapping in the car.
Okay. How old?
Oh, man, we were like 13.
Okay.
13,
all right, so 13 like is 12, starting. 13. It's you and your brother. Y'all got bars in the car.
Yeah, me and my little brother, man. We were rapping in the car and stuff, man. He was always talking about, you going to get rich over here. And we going to get rich off this joint. We might as well just start rapping. I'm saying, man. We ain't getting rich off that, man. You pretty, dog. He said, man, no, for real, man. We got it, dog. I was like, all right, shoot, let's do it. He just started taking it serious. I still wasn't taking it serious. I still was doing my own little thing. But
so at what age did you start taking it serious?
Man, I started taking it serious once my little brother had died.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Wait, the same brother you was rapping with?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. That's not good.
Yeah, died.
At what age?
Yeah, died. Probably. What is it? Like, yeah, like, no, this year. Yeah.
Oh, recently? Wow.
Yeah, February.
Wow, that's rough, man.
No, I'm lying. Then, yeah, I'm tripping. That was my manager. No, my brother
wait,
died.
How many people died?
My brother died last year. That's last year in February 12th.
Yeah, but you know what though? Yeah, like to be 12. Honest, like I remember like when my dad passed away, and I used to be like, oh, it was this year, but I'm like, wait, no, that was like 3 years ago. But it still felt like it was yesterday.
Still it's still fresh.
It's like, yo, I remember that. That wasn't but now I think it's been fresh. I think it's been like 5 years. I think four years, something like that. But it's been a while. And it still feels like it was just yesterday. Yeah. So I feel you on that.
Yeah, that gave me the motivation to just go harder, man.
Got you. All right, listen, when we come back, we got more. Plus, we're going to check out the song Go Mo. Pablo is in the studio. It's on air with Sir.FM. On air with Sir, we are live in Philadelphia, man. Listen, got a special show for y'all, but before I go into it, Rennie Rockstar just popped up in the studio.
What's good, Rennie?
I miss you.
I miss you too.
How you doing?
I'm fabulous.
It's good to see you.
I'm working on a lot, so it's good to see you too in the building 2022,
Yeah, 2022. Wow, that fast. All right, man, listen, we still got our special guest, Rennie. We got Pablo in the studio if you're just tuning in. That's right. From Philadelphia, man. He is a hip-hop artist. He has a new single out. It's called Go Mode, and we about to check that out. Before we check it out, Pablo, tell me about this record. How did you come up with this record, Go Mode?
Oh, man. I really came up with this record, man. It's kind of where I come up with music. I could write a rap in like 10 minutes, for real.
So tell me about this record, where were you?
I was feeling though. Everybody was saying like, man, you gotta make a turn up song, man. Like, you gotta do something like different. Cause I really be just rapping about the streets and stuff that I've been doing. They were like, nah, man, like you gotta make a song that for like you could
gotta make a song,
radio,
song.
Like you could play in the radio in the clubs or something like that. I'm like, all right, man, I got you, man. I'm gonna try to do something for you.
All right. Now, are there any features? Did anybody produce this joint? Any credits need to be given out to the engineers or anything?
Yo, my engineer, man. The engineer that I had, man, he was crazy with it. He had me the beat, did everything with the vocals and all that crazy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, his name, Jazz, yeah. Man.
Okay. And how long did it take you to record this joint?
It only took an hour.
Oh, one take hold. We got one take hold in the building. I like that.
Because I be trying to memorize the songs, and I probably write the song and rap it over and over again, probably for like 2 days straight, just till I get it, and I just go in the studio and just do it, man.
Hey, yo, do you remember your first rap? Be honest, too. Don't fraud.
Yeah, yo, your I first remember my first rap. Yo.
Can we get your first rap?
Yo, my
come
first
on,
rap.
Just spit your first rap for us, no matter how bad it was.
I swear.
My first rap.
I just remember the whole scene because it was crazy. Cause I remember the whole scene because it was crazy. Like I couldn't even like really do my thing for real. Like I was tripping on that show though because I was in the studio with my cousin and he had this chicken there. But it was like the engineer girlfriend, and like I was rapping, and she started dancing to the song. So the engineer got mad and kicked us out the studio.
What?
So I was like,
wait, it's the first song?
Yeah, so I was like,
how old were you?
I was only like 15.
Classic.
I was
like, hey
15.
Man, don't be bouncing to him. Right. Don't be bouncing. Don't
I
be twerking.
Like, so you like this man a little too
like,
much.
Yeah, but I'm only 15. What's your shit,
right? Shorty probably wanted you.
I got a whole girl. Like, I was like, yo, I got a whole girl. Like, I can't. No, I
ain't. Kicked you out the studio.
Yeah, he kicked it right out there, Drew.
That's hilarious. That's all right. Go Mode. Are you ready to check this out?
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out. Right here on Air with Sir. Man. Here's Pablo with Go Mode. Yeah, on air with Sir, we are live. Go Mode, Pablo, live in Philadelphia. Let's go.
Bud City Records, stand the fuck up. You already know what it is when we in Go Mode.
I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code.
Hey.
Bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low, low. Baby, shake that ass, but do that shit in slow-mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code. Bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low, low. Baby, shake that ass, but do that shit in slow-mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. Bitch, I got this shit, I'm with this shit, yeah, I'm wildin', bitch. I'm on my rock star shit, yeah, she poppin' shit. She droppin' shit, oh, that's my bitch, yeah. She throw them chopper ups with them hollow tips, I'm like, hell yeah. Rollin' around with some robbers and killers, they know where you live. Better hide the kids and your mama, they'll get fired on. Bitch, I always been about that drama, why they lying on me? Dirty now, I keep that bitch on me, ain't no swapping out. If a nigga run up, then you know we gon' knock him out. If a nigga touch me, then they bleed. I'm a motherfuckin' gangster, yeah, but a city robber. Fuck it, cause I heard it, see a slider. I'm in go mode.
Oh.
Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code.
Let's go.
Bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low.
On air with Sir.FM, we live.
That shit in slow mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code.
Pablo.
Bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low, low.
Go mode.
Hey, hey, hey. All these bitches getting lit.
Let's ride.
Poppin' purse that turn to a floater. Know how to swim on the block with the Yoda. I got green now, fuck with the soda. I got purple now, call that shit Yoda. Niggas fucked up drinking Coronas. Got my bucks up, smell like I own it. You get fucked up or you get shot. Where I'm at, on my way to the top. This shit wet, man, I come from a box. Call the shit on my block with a Glock. Go on my way, you can gotta you high. Fuck them niggas, they are not on my side. Shout out Unc, Muff, get in my guys. I don't give a fuck, but you can cry. Hit them all when I wanna shot. On the air while I set up shot. Rumble dodged and I lost my pride. Getting high, trying to reach his limits. BMW, go back, it's tenin' it. I show love every time. Yeah, I'm going hard every time. Yeah, my man off, he bombs. Yeah, what you need, I got white. Yeah, you can get it all night.
Oh.
I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code.
Okay.
The bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low, low.
That's right.
Baby, shake that ass, but do that shit in slow-mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. I'm in go mode.
Let's go.
Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code. Bitch, we doing drugs, we'll keep it on the low, low.
On air with Sir.FM, go mode.
I got this shit, I'm with this shit, yeah,
wildin'
bitch.
On air with Sir, we are live. That was Go Mode right there by Pablo. We are in Philadelphia. Rennie Rockstar.
What's good?
That's right. Go mode.
Man, that had me on go. I was like, hey.
Like that.
He
Pablo is still in the studio, man. Shout out to you. That was a hot song, bro.
Yeah, damn, I appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Now, was that like a debut? Were we like the first people to ever play it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was the first people to hear it come out.
Oh, snap. We got okay. exclusive.
Okay.
Hey, yo, man, how can people get that track like when it comes out?
Oh, man, you can reach on all platforms.
Nice.
Man. Yeah, they had me put it on 50 platforms out there, man.
50 platforms? Right. Yeah, wow, how many platforms are out?
I didn't even know it was that many. I was like, I was going to put like four platforms on there. They said, no, we got 50 for you. I said, well, all right, man, cool, we could do that.
All right, so tell us what's next for you, man, like 6 months from now. You got any shows? You working on any project, any features? What can we expect from Pablo?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm working on, I'm definitely working on some new songs. I got an EP I'm working on and the album at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah, they got me working on that joint. I got working at the same time. That joint would be crazy.
Hey, yo, man, I got a question, man. You got any, like, kids? Are you married? Anything like that?
No, man. I ain't got no kids. Or
okay.
I can't do no kids. My cousin, she my hairstyle. She got a kid. Yo, her daughter crazy. I love her to death, but she crazy, though.
Got you. Now, a serious question for you real quick, because obviously somebody's going to ask you this, and I do need to ask you on your first interview with me. How do you feel your music affects the youth? Like, when people listen to your music and they hear what you're talking about, how do you balance that, right? Because you got to be real. You got to be who you are and, like, where you came from and the things that happened to you. But you also got to keep in mind that you are influencing people. So I know I'm probably not the first person to ask you that, but how do you feel that your music is influencing the youth?
Oh, man. I think, man, it's just, like, be yourself, man. I just be myself, man. I tell everybody, be yourself, do your thing, man. you could do whatever you can do, man.
Okay.
Like, you can't do it all, though, man. Like,
right.
But see what you can do, man. But I think it'll influence a lot of people, though, because it ain't really that much cussing in there. I don't really try to put too much cussing in my raps.
Okay.
And talk about chicks and all that, doing all the crazy stuff. I'll be trying to keep it all simple and mean. Just rock out, man, so people vibe to it and like it.
All right. Yeah. All right, listen, man, when we come back, we got more of Pablo. Don't go nowhere. Hey, Rennie, I forgot to ask you, three things you're grateful for. Let's go. Three things, Rennie.
My state of mind.
I like that.
That there is food on my plate.
Food on your plate.
And that there is money in my pocket.
Money in your pocket. I like that. Hey, head over to On Air with Sir right now. Let us know three things you're grateful for. When we come back, we got more of Pablo. Don't go nowhere. It's On Air with Sir.fm. Woo! On Air with Sir, we are live. DJ Good Vibes.
What's the word?
Hey, man. Yo, I love seeing you, bro.
I love seeing you, too.
Every time I see you, I think about having kids. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know how to take that.
Okay. I mean, you know, because you being a father, you being all excited about it, a new father. I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm missing something.
So I think it's because of the fact that I talk about my kids so much, just kind of giving you that baby fever.
That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is. All right, listen, man, if you're just tuning in, we have a hip-hop artist in the building.
Yeah,
first interview on air with Sir. I love it.
Yay.
Pablo.
Yo, yo. Hey, what's going on, man?
Happy to have you.
Hey, man, if you're just tuning in, man, Pablo is in the studio. He has a new single out. It's called Go Mode. Make sure you definitely check that out. It's coming out when?
March 18th.
All 50 plus platforms.
All 50 plus.
Hey, I like that. All right, man, listen, who inspires you? Like, you know, if I was to explain who you were to somebody that can't see you, they can't listen to your music, what artists do you pull from? Like, what artists did you grow up to that kind of formed Pablo?
Oh, man, to be honest, I used to ride around my pop all day. All I listened to was oldies all day.
Oldies songs?
Yo, nice. For real, though. Like,
okay. Like, is there any particular song or artist?
The artist nowadays, I say I like Lil Baby. I like Lil Baby.
Okay.
Lil Durk. I mean, I like Cole, too.
Okay.
I like Cole, too. He hot.
Nice.
I mean, I like Lil Wayne, too. Yeah, Lil Wayne, he Lil R. He doing his thing. But he ain't really dropping nothing that I really was feeling, but he art though. He art though.
Do you feel like there's a?
He art though. Man.
Do you feel like there's an age, for getting out of the industry, or can you rap for how long can you be a rapper or a hip hop artist? Honestly, man,
I think like once you hit like 45, at least like
45,
or 40 or 50, like. I don't think I would be. No, I'll probably be in real estate or something.
Really? I was just about to ask you.
Houses or so, real estate.
I was just about to ask you, when that time comes when you want to, leave the hip hop business, what's something that you would get into? So, like, it'll be real estate?
Yeah, I'll be doing real estate. My uncle, he think I'm crazy. I told him I wanted to make a car. I'm going to make a car. He said, well, you want to make a car? I said, yeah, I'm going to make a car, dog.
Oh, bet.
I'm trying to make a car. Like, I want to be driving my own.
You want to be driving your own car?
Yeah, like, I
ain't trying
to be driving a new Ferrari, and I want to drive my shit.
Nice. What would your car look like? Would it be an SUV?
I got some designs coming up, man. They going to curse me up. I tried to put it.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
You already got your car designs?
Yeah.
Really? That's a really cool thing.
That's dope.
Yeah. They'll curse me out, though, about telling anything about the car. They'll curse me out about that, John.
How long have you been?
That's on God, though. Yeah, for real.
That's dope. How long have you been thinking about, like, having your own car? Like something where you was like, I made this, and I'm driving it.
For, like, 5 years.
Nice.
Wow.
For, like, 5 years. Yeah, I've been thinking about it for, like, 5 years.
I never thought about having my own car. You know, I thought about having my own nation or something, but not car, you know. But that's pretty cool.
Just really have your own. That's dope.
Yeah, that's a vibe. All right, yo, tell us about the next single, man. Are you already recording the next single? Are you writing it now? Like, what's going on with the next single?
I got, like, probably 50 songs ready to be remastered.
Oh, he got singles.
Singles.
Yeah. All
right. What do you think is going to be the next thing you drop since I got you here? This is the exclusive.
The next one is, I think it's called Already On It. Yeah, it's called Already On That.
Okay.
Already On That.
Yeah.
Is it something for the ladies or is something for?
I mean, it's like a little mixture. It's like a little mixture of it,
okay,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had another joint I had recorded with my cousin. It's called Rider. It was a dedication to my little brother when he had died. So I wanted to drop that next, but I was like, I should wait for that joint. They were like, just wait for that. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to drop it on his birthday, though.
You talking about your brother that passed away?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to drop that joint on his birthday.
That's a vibe, man.
Yeah, his birthday on Thanksgiving, so I'm going to drop it on Thanksgiving.
What? Now, was this a younger brother or older brother?
My younger brother.
Yeah. Man, what was that like? Jeez.
Yeah, his own homie had traded on me. Traded on him and had killed him and his wife.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Okay.
Him and his wife and had his kid. It was his son. Yeah, he had a son in the house with him. And he had got killed with his son in his arms and shit. Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that was some crazy stuff there, though. But,
wow.
But, yeah.
Got dark real fast.
Real quick.
But you know what, man? You got to be real sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got to talk about what's happening.
I still take it day to day, though. I be chilling, doing my thing. That's why I just stay in the studio. I got my own studio in my crib, so I just be in there all day.
Nice.
Niggas be like, man, you be recording all day? You got time to record all day? Like, I just have it down there really just for a reminder. Like, you ain't record for a day, nigga. Get in that studio. You got to be in there.
All right, yo.
Late, but yeah.
Before I let you go, tell everybody how to find you online, bro.
Man, you can find me on SoundCloud, on Facebook and Instagram at BC_Pablo. Yeah, that's for all of them.
Okay.
The Facebook is Buzz City Records.
Okay.
Yeah, you had changed that to Buzz City Records.
As you should, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. Anybody tell you they love you today?
Man. You had told me you love me as soon as I walked through the door.
I love you again, man.
It was all love when we walked through the door, man.
Yeah, man. All right, man.
For real, man.
Hey, well, listen, man. Keep your head up. I'm saying keep dropping these singles. And, of course, on the way out, we got to play Goat Mode one more time. Good vibes. It's only right.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Hey, salute.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Always, bro. It's On Air with Sir. .fm. Let's go.
I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code. Bitch, we doing drugs, we keep it on the low low. Baby, shake that ass, we do that shit in slow mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code. Bitch, we doing drugs, we keep it on the low low. Baby, shake that ass, we do that shit in slow mo. All these bitches getting lit, bitch. Pop it, bitch. I got this shit, I'm with this shit, yeah. I'm wildin', bitch. I'm on my rock star shit, yeah. She poppin' shit, she droppin' shit, oh, that's my bitch, yeah. She throw them chopper ups with them hollow tits, I'm like, hell yeah. Rollin' around with some robbers and killers, they know where you live. Better hide the kids and your mama, they'll get fired on. Bitch, I always been by that drama, why they lying on me? 39, I keep that bitch on me, ain't no swappin' out. If a nigga run up, then you know we gon' knock him out. If a nigga touch me, then they bleed. I'm a motherfuckin' gangster, yeah, for a city robber. I don't really want fucker, cause I heard it, she a slider. I'm in go mode. Niggas traded on me, then they broke the bro code. Bitch, we doing drugs, we keep it on the low low. Baby, shake that ass, we do that shit in slow mo.